Aussies arrested in Iran wanted to break the stigma around countries with a bad media rap. By Simon Kent on September 12, 2019. A pair of Australians now being held in a notorious Tehran prison have been identified as travel bloggers who were reportedly arrested for flying a drone without a license. Jolie King, a building designer, and Mark Firkin, an Australian construction manager, were named by Persian language broadcaster Monito TV. The pair left Perth, Western Australia, in June 2017 by off-road vehicle bound for the UK, planning to travel for 2 years driving across 36 countries. They have been documenting their travels on Instagram and YouTube with a stated aim of going to countries less likely to fall on the average traveler's radar due to unsympathetic media coverage. "Our biggest motivation behind making the vlogs is to hopefully inspire anyone wanting to travel. And also try to break the stigma around traveling to countries which get a bad rap. Sick, in the media," they said in a post on crowdfunding platform Patreon. The young British-Australian woman and her Australian partner were arrested 10 weeks ago, as Breitbart News reported. King and Firkin have frequently used a drone in photos and videos published of their travels through Australia, Asia and the Middle East, with nearly 19,000 people following their adventures on their Instagram page. "Our families hope to see Mark and Jolie safely home as soon as possible," their families said in a statement Thursday, issued by the Australian Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. "We have no further comment to make at this stage and ask that the media respects our privacy at this difficult time." There was no immediate comment on the matter either from Iranian officials, nor state media. Tensions as Iran detains two British-Australian tourists. Breitbart London, at Breitbart London, September 11, 2019. Cases involving dual nationals typically end up in closed-door hearings of Iran's Revolutionary Court, where former detainees say they had no opportunity to defend themselves against spying charges or offer evidence. Analysts and family members of dual nationals and others detained in Iran long have said hardliners in the Islamic Republic's security agencies use the prisoners as bargaining chips in negotiations with the West. A UN panel in 2018 described an emerging pattern involving the arbitrary deprivation of liberty of dual nationals in Iran, which Tehran denied. Deals can be made with Iran for the release of prisoners, however, this often involves the transfer of large amounts of cash to the Islamic Republic. The Obama administration defended the payment to Iran as a very good deal for US taxpayers. It's unclear what Australia would offer, if anything, in return for the release of the pair of its nationals languishing in the infamous Evin jail in the capital of Tehran. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.